USA News, I'm John Schaefer. U.S. military officials reported that a Navy warship, the USS Mason, faced a missile attack from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen Sunday. The incident occurred as the Mason responded to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden, whose crew had reported being under attack by an unknown entity. The missile launch occurred after the Mason pursued five armed individuals who had fled the tanker. According to the U.S. Central Command, the missiles landed approximately 10 nautical miles from the ships. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day extension in the pause in fighting. That's according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
11 more hostages have been released by Hamas as part of the temporary truce. Qatari officials, however, said the fourth group of freed hostages did not include any Americans. Memorial services for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter are underway today in Atlanta. The public can pay their respects as she lies in repose in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library. The funeral for Rosalynn Carter is scheduled for Wednesday in Plains, Georgia, where she will be laid to rest at the family residence. President Biden has introduced new measures to enhance U.S. supply chains.
We're doubling down on our work at home, starting right here, right now, with the launch of a new Council on Supply Chain Resilience.
Speaking from the White House today, the president stated that the new council's emphasis would be on maintaining secure and diversified supply chains. Google is set to remove inactive accounts starting on December 1st. Unattended accounts with photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and drive documents will be deleted. The company said that they are taking this action to enhance user security and safeguard against potential threats. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
New home sales slowed in October, with the Commerce Department reporting a total of 679,000 homes under contract for the month. This represents a 5.6% decline from September, but remains nearly 18% higher than the sales rate from 1 year ago. Today is Cyber Monday, and it's time to look for those online deals.
Amazon definitely has some hidden ones, like a 32-inch high-def TV for only $80. There's also vacuum cleaners, pillows, AirPods, mattresses, furniture, and plenty of other electronics at huge discounts. But beware of scams and do your research. If you want to purchase something and you don't know much about the company, Google the name and type scam or the word research after it, or you can always contact your local Better Business Bureau. I'm Corey Myers.
Sunday marked a new single-day travel record at the nation's airports, with the TSA reporting that over 2.9 million people passed through security checkpoints as they returned home from Thanksgiving. Airlines also recorded record numbers during the period from November 17th to the 23rd. Authentic has been selected as Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2023. The online dictionary noted a significant rise in searches for the word throughout the year. They attribute the increase to the proliferation of stories and conversations about AI, celebrity culture, identity, and social media. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.